I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, I'm headed downtown yet again to meet up with the owners of Gathered Glassblowing Studio.
My name's Adam Goldberg, and I am one of the owners of Gathered Glassblowing Studio.
My name is Eli Lipman, and I am one of the owners of Gathered Glassblowing Studio as well.
Now, technically, there's one more owner, but he wasn't available.
His name's Mike Stevens, and he's driving to Indianapolis right now to go to race car camp. He's going to drive around in race cars for the weekend or a couple days.
It's kind of a bummer that Mike couldn't make it because it really took all three guys to make Gathered a reality.
He and I went to college at Bowling Green, got our BFAs. All the while, Eli was getting his degree in scientific glass technology at Salem College in New Jersey. And Eli and I, having done glass blowing in high school here at the Toledo Museum of Art, decided that the three of us should get together, open up a studio here on Huron Street, and be able to basically be a place where we can make glass, where we could teach glass, and we could talk about the work we're making and continue what that collaborative thing you get in college outside of college.
Gathered did become a place where you could make glass and teach it. The artists at Gather do create functional pieces and art pieces. You can buy them or even commission them. Gathered also offers public workshops and private ones on top of monthly events where the public can experience how glass is blown, sculpted, or cast. But creating such a space took time and resources.
You're right now in 23 North Huron Street, which is downtown Toledo. It's attached to the Sam Oaken Produce Building. Fred Oaken, who's the owner of Sam Oaken Produce Company, he approached us and said, hey, why don't you put a studio in this extra building I have, maybe make a studio and a showroom and et cetera.
The room that our studio is actually in had to be separated into two rooms. We had to build a cinder block wall to separate our space from the Oaken space. Bring gas lines in, had to arrange for the appropriate amount of pressure to run our kilns. We had to increase the amount of electricity that the building had because of our furnace that runs off of electricity and it stays at 2150 degrees 24/7, 365. It never turns off. So we had to do a lot of alterations on the building to accommodate our project.
So Eli, Adam, and Mike did have to make quite a few renovations to the space, but there was one big perk in using this specific building for Gathered.
Okay, so this building is also one of the first, if not the first, fireproof building built in Ohio. So it's just bricks and cast concrete. There's no wood structure or anything. So it's pretty cool. It's like designed, should be for a glassblowing studio, which is great. But it was originally built as a storage building. And this building's also a fallout shelter. So our basement has all sorts of really cool fallout shelter equipment and garbage cans and
loads and toilet paper.
It's obviously a plus to find a fireproof building when creating a glass blowing studio. But it also makes sense to create a glass studio in a city that is known as the Glass City.
In the 60s, the studio art movement, so that allowed an artist to have his own studio or her own studio, happened here in Toledo. Before that, anybody who wanted to be a glassblower had to work in a factory or had to hire, or an artist had to hire a factory glassblower to make their work, their ideas in glass.
Another interesting aspect of the history of glass in Toledo is in 1903, the bottle making machine was invented in Toledo. It really was a game changer. It took the production out of a single person's hand and it made it mechanized and they were able to increase production and that led to less of a need for a glassblower to sit there at a bench and make a product. So as that machine took off and that industrial revolution of glass took off, the glassblowers kind of dwindled until the birthplace of the studio glass movement when they started the re-education and the scaling down of the large factory glass operations into a small studio operation that could be ran or managed by one or two artists and they could create their own craft.
So Eli and Adam like the idea of participating and extending a Toledo tradition to future generations, especially since the Toledo public will be growing very soon as the city changes.
Toledo is about to change a lot in the next 5 years. We're about to see, I think, 1,500 employees come downtown for the ProMedica offices that just opened or are about to open. We're about to see, I think, 3,000 more people immediately after that come down and fill other spaces. I think we're about to witness a true revitalization of this city, and I think Gather Glass Blowing is going to be forefront on that revitalization. And we've been part of it, and it's been really, really impressive to see the city change as much as it has, especially since I was a child. When I was a kid, we didn't come downtown that much. And now I look outside, I see people walking their dogs all the time and living in the apartments, and I see more and more apartments being built. We're at a real change in Toledo.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries. Eli and Adam's choices for the next episode include...
I think my first connection is Fred and Shelly Oaken from Sam Oaken Produce.
My connection would be Angie Cupinato, who's been roasting coffee for Flying Rhino for several years, and now she's opening up a coffee truck called Coffee Emergency that'll be bouncing around town.
And then I guess our last connection is Mushka Matasoff, the head of a program called Friendship Circle, which connects different types of children and does programming with them around the community.
You'll have to tune in next time to find out who I pick on the Rough Draft Diaries.